sports, politics, life, Buck Roofing presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
We do our very best here at KKHI to try to do a coherent podcast every day that has a flow to it, a lead story that's usually bigger than some of the other stories that you hear in the podcast, and then try to cover a wide variety of topics that cover sports, politics, and life. Today, we throw that out the window. I don't have that for you. I'm not going to apologize for it. A lot of you like to know whether up front is more politics or sports, what the back end is going to be, and listen accordingly. Forget about it. I can't do that today. I've got so many things that are, I have nothing that's like A-plus material here today, but everything is maybe B-plus. Everything. There's not one topic here that I don't like and want to share with you and enjoy immensely. So we'll do that. Do not judge what's up front. Don't judge what's at the end. Don't judge how much time I spend on each topic. We're just going to do like a rundown today. This happens every month or two. If you've listened to the podcast for some period of time, you know that this can happen every now and again. And the reason that it happens mainly is because I feel like, well, if I start with news today and mention topic number four, which is going to be fingerprinting the DNA, fingerprinting and DNA on the cocaine bag at the White House, that's topic number four. But if I started with that, which is probably the biggest story, then I have to do all the news stories in a row. And then you save everything else for the end. And I feel like I've slided the things at the end. So I've got little numbers by 11 different topics here today. And so we're just going to do with this. You're just going to roll with this. And I hope that you will indulge me. And I appreciate that because so many of you are so kind. And we know that will be the case. We start with Kansas City losing its mind this week over Taylor Swift coming. And there's no question Kansas City will lose its mind this weekend. It is hard to explain the phenomenon that is Taylor Swift. She's been through pretty much everything from early superstardom where people said, well, she can't really sing and she's only singing to 13-year-old girls, which was true, and doing some little country ditties, to branching out away from country music into pop stardom and the next phase. And now she's been around so long where she has fans that were fans of hers as late teenagers and now their moms and taking their daughters. The overarching story of Taylor Swift to me is she left Nashville and country music and the bubble that it was and became a hard left leftist in entertainment. Without question, is more influential and impressionable upon young girls and young female adults in America than anyone else, including any politician, including AOC, including any of them. She got the whammy on these folks. This is a very important person. We make fun of celebrities a lot of times and say, basically what we say about the celebrities is, nobody pays attention, nobody cares, whatever. No. This is, Taylor Swift can be described, if we want to use the term we use with, kiddie drag shows or teachers indoctrinating or drag shows being groomers, we can use any of these terms with Taylor Swift. That's who and what she is. And she teaches young girls at a very young age that they're going to have a difficult life ahead of them, that they're oppressed, that men are pigs, and the world is unfair. And you got to find a way to survive that. And the only way, of course, to survive that is through fighting back against the man, government, Republicans especially, for abortion, for big government programs, and for all these things. So as you see all this media coverage of Taylor Swift this weekend that you don't necessarily see with Luke Combs, who sold as many tickets in one night, or some of the other big concerts that will be coming, when you see all the media reaction to all this, understand why they're doing it. They know how important Taylor Swift is. She's getting votes for Democrats for decades to come. They start at like age six. Moms will take their 5 and 6 years old, 6 year olds to Taylor Swift concerts. She projects as someone that is true and honest and wholesome and looks very conservative and sings about some things that are conservative, but we know what she is off the stage and we know what her more recent songs, the last 5 or 6 years, have been about, and they're about the topics that I've just said to you. It's her right to do it. It's free speech in America. She's incredibly gifted and talented. She's an amazing songwriter, and she writes songs right into the fragile psyche of teenage girls. And it is impressionable and it is powerful. So we're about to lose our mind. You're going to see a lot of this with the Swifties here. Many of them are obviously people from Kansas City, but there are people coming from all over the country. Tickets were impossible to get. They're insanely expensive on the resale market. My son is coming home from Austin, Texas, because he got tickets luckily through the lottery. And he's like, what the hell? I'll go see Taylor Swift. It's the biggest thing going on. So he's got a girl here that he's friends with. They're not boyfriend and girlfriend. But he's got a girl here that loves Taylor Swift that he grew up with, and he wants to take her. And so they're going to go. And so that's nice. My daughter's going with her best friend the second night, I believe, Saturday night. Her best friend is the craziest Swiftie on the planet. I mean, just insanely obsessed with Taylor Swift and all of the politics and things that go along with being a Swiftie. So I'm viewing this firsthand. And these are my adult children in their 20s who've been Taylor Swift's fans for a long time. But that's just the beginning of people losing their mind. We're watching the Kansas City Star has a complete section of coverage of Taylor Swift. God, they love her. They love her. This is a woman out there getting white votes for Democrats. If you're in the media, you couldn't love anybody more than you love Taylor Swift. I mean, she's doing God's work in their mind. And so they love this. They run a story about a company in Lee's Summit called Precision Mazes. They've previously done the cornfield maze of Andy Reid. They did the one of Salvador Perez after the World Series win. They have carved up 25 acres of wheat stubble in Ray County, Missouri that says, "Welcome, Taylor Swift," and it has her picture. It's beautiful. It's amazing art that they do. But somehow for me, the Andy Reid Super Bowl field and the Salvador Perez World Series field and Taylor Swift coming don't have the same ring to them. They just don't. But get ready for it. Brace for it. Taylor Swift mania is here, and you're going to see all kinds of craziness. And the media is going to love this story. They cannot wait to bring this story to you. Okay, along the same lines, I saw something yesterday. Because I think this is important. We've watched Budweiser and Bud Light now trot out about 4 or 5 different types of ads or campaigns, including the Travis Kelce thing, to try to get people's attention, to sway the thing away from Dylan Mulvaney. And if they execute this right, they've nailed it. They've absolutely nailed it. This will work, but they have to stick with this. This needs to be the ad campaign, period, full stop, for at least a year. Nothing else. Don't get convoluted. Don't try silly stuff. Forget your little one-off marketing things and your social media hits. Stick with this. Whoever came up with this nailed it. And I know a thing or two about advertising. I'm not good enough to produce stuff like this. But I know a thing or two about what works. And Anheuser-Busch has done it. They've got a campaign called That's Who We Are. And it's about the 65,000 people that work for Anheuser-Busch that get the beer to your table or your bar top or your lawn chair or whatever. And it starts out with a guy walking into the brewery with the big vat. I don't know what they call these things, right? The big kettles, the big vat. And he's a big, burly, strong dude. And he takes a couple of steps and he pounds that kettle and he goes, "Let's make some beer." And then they cut to a field where a guy says, "I grow the rice." And to a lady who says, "I grow the hops for beer." And they don't name the name. All right, you see it in the signage and stuff in the background. "I grow the hops for beer." And then they cut to the brewery where a guy says, "I rake the beech wood." And another one says, "I build the steam. With no steam, there's no beer." And they're going across, and by the time this ad is done, you've met at least 15 different people that do something completely different, and it ends with a guy in a bar saying, "I hang the lights." And he's putting up like a Bud Light sign. And then a woman goes through a swinging door from the kitchen in the restaurant with a tray full of beers. And I can't, to be honest, tell you whether they're Budweiser's or Bud Light's. They're meshing the brands at this point. And because Budweiser still has that great American brand that Bud Light has lost some of. And the woman says, "I serve you the beer." And then it cuts to this thing on the screen. It says, from the 65,000 of us that make your beer, that's who we are. And underlying the tone of this commercial is, yes, we screwed up. There was something really silly out there. Those people don't make your beer. That silliness we were doing and that crazy lady that worked in marketing and the trans person that had a bubble bath and Bud Lights, those aren't the people that make this beer and bring it to you. Those are not the people that drink this beer. These people are like you. Okay? Throughout this thing, there is no question. Every single person in this ad looks like a heterosexual. And I'll say it, a conservative. Yes, there are women. There are different races. But they all look the same. You know, you can look at, you know, you can look at a rapper or you can look at a BLM protester, and they look different than Darius Rucker, the country star, who wears the little South Carolina ball cap and sings country tunes, and he plays golf, and he just looks like your next-door neighbor conservative. It's just the way people live. So even the minorities they pick for this spot look exactly like that. There's a cute part in the middle where there's two guys sitting at a little table in the commissary, apparently, at the brewery, and they look at the camera and they go, nah, we're on a lunch break. Because everybody else is working. They show them working. It's a funny, cute spot of people that you want to drink a beer with. You're like, oh, let's not hurt those people. All right, those people don't deserve the idiot decision that was made by the head of the corporation and the crazy marketing lady that's been fired. Now, if they just stick with this, they have really tapped into something that you look at and go, I like these people. These are not actors. These are real people. You like them all, you want to support them, and you would be happy to have them as your neighbor or your friend. They found something. Now, they may run this for a month when nobody's watching TV or sports and may come up with something completely different by football. But if they stick with this one, I think they've got something that will really help them. I don't know that they'll ever get back to number one. I'm not saying marketing can fix that. What I'm telling you is you can make amends with people that like your products. You can do that. And they're working really hard to do it. They're doing what Nike never did, or some of these other companies. Lululemon isn't going to do this. There's tons of companies. Starbucks isn't going to do this. There's all kinds of companies out there that just aren't going to do this. They're trying. They're working their ass off. I can't tell you whether you should buy their products, not buy their products, have your stance, whatever. I've never, ever seen a corporation so sorry for something it did and so eager to make amends with the people that have supported them for so many decades. There is no advertising out there, the middle-aged white guys. There's none. No company appeals to that. That's what this is. They were so focused on creating new Anheuser-Busch drinkers, because most of the marketing, to be honest, through the years, has always been targeted at teenagers, even though that's illegal, right? They market at you when you're a teenager. So when you become of age or start drinking, you try their beer first. And if you do, maybe you're a drinker for life. That's why there's so many 40, 50, 60-year-old Bud Light drinkers. It's been around since what? Late 70s, early 80s? And people have just drank it forever. And it became the number one beer in America by a million miles. There is no ad campaign for middle-aged white guys. And that's what this is. This is, oh my God, we are so sorry. We have screwed up so bad. It's not who we are. And they're saying, this is who we are. And they're showing you those people. They stick with it. I think they've got something. ESPN isn't sticking with much. I wanted to talk about this yesterday. I really wanted to talk about it last week when it happened. Stephen A. Smith is the highest paid guy, I think. Well, no, because the Monday Night Football guys are probably higher paid. But Stephen A. Smith is the opinion master of ESPN. And he went on the air on Wednesday and said, quote, let's deal with reality. This ain't the end. More is coming. ESPN is laying off 7,000 people. 7,000, I shouldn't laugh. Gone from this massive cut over the last few days. Steve Young, Jalen Rose, Susie Colbert, Max Kellerman, Steve Levy. That's just a very short list of the dozens they got rid of. There were estimates that as much as $40 million in salary was cut. Now, they also go out and get Pat McAfee to do College Game Day, and apparently they're paying him $15 or $18 million to just come do that. It's pretty obvious what the strategy of the Disney Corporation is here, and it's the right thing to do. They're saying we will pay our stars. If we want to get Pat McAfee off of his podcast and keep him from going to Fox Sports 1 or something like that, we got to pay him. They love Stephen A. Smith. Got to pay him. They love Monday Night Football. Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, they got to pay them. But Max Kellerman, making $1.5 million a year, you couldn't pick him out of a lineup. He does some weird little midday show that nobody likes, and he's a crazy liberal. Steve Levy was good at hockey, but they put him on football, and he bombed. Jalen Rose, do we care? Steve Young, nice guy, but do we care? Do we really care? I mean, is Alex Smith going to stay on at ESPN? He was out, that Monday Night Football thing got so bloated, there were like 20 people down there at some point on the field talking about tonight's game. That's just too many paychecks, folks. This is pretty simple math. You get rid of these people if they don't bring somebody in. Stephen A. Smith makes news and publicity for ESPN all the time. Monday Night Football is and can be still a big deal. People like the NFL. It gets good ratings. College football game day is a big thing. Their Saturday night college football is a big deal. There's things on ESPN that's easy for them to identify that are winners. They got rid of Jeff Van Gundy from their ABC ESPN NBA coverage. I think they'll scale some of that back. The NBA does not get great ratings. They probably don't make the kind of profit on the NBA that they would like to. One of the ways to cut it back is get rid of people. ESPN has made a very bold statement with the people that they've fired or let go or laid off or whatever however you want to say it, that we're going to pay big money to keep our stars and everyone else that works here is going to work for peanuts. That's that. So when you turn on the Sports Center show that's on at 4 p.m. or something and you see the hosts on there anchoring an early Sports Center, they're not getting paid much. They're not. Scott Van Pelt has commented publicly. They asked him to save late night Sports Center, and Scott Van Pelt's very good. He's very talented, and he's already making inferences that, hey, nothing lasts forever. I think he sees the writing on the wall. He's making a lot of money, but I don't know that it's the draw that it used to be. People are watching highlights on their phone. They're not watching Sports Center at 11 o'clock at night when Scott Van Pelt is on, and so I think he knows. He's a wildly talented guy. He'll probably wind up at Golf Channel if he wants. He could be a lead golf announcer for one of the networks. Maybe Liv hires him. There's a lot of places for him to go. I'm not suggesting to you any of these people aren't going to work. I'm just saying the roles they were in at ESPN, I get why they're cutting the people that they're cutting. It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy to see. And I agree with Stephen A. Smith. More is likely coming. Okay, this is a beauty here. The Kansas City Star, they literally want to go the route of ESPN. They want to go to complete irrelevance. They've already done massive layoffs. They can just keep losing people right and left. And here's how they do it. Most of their subscribers are older, and they think they can get young subscribers, but young people don't want to pay for anything. Well, they can't afford to pay for anything in Biden's America, but they don't want a subscription to the Kansas City Star. They'll read stuff on Twitter. It's free. They go all kinds of places and see stuff. They're not gonna buy a subscription to the Star and read this. Like, my mom still subscribes to the Star. She's going to be 90 this summer. That's their readers. And they run a big story this week. Many of you sent this to me. I appreciate that. But I saw it myself on the website as well. Here's the headline. Meet Mr. Gay America, : a Kansas City teacher using his platform to celebrate diversity. Who wants to read that? I mean, seriously, are you just trying to flush your newspaper down the toilet? Meet Mr. Gay America, a Kansas City teacher using his platform to celebrate diversity. His name is Aniceto Herrera Lyell. He goes by the name KC Sunshine, but he also calls himself the Midwest Michael Jackson. He is famous for having drag story time with kids in Kansas City, and his specialty as a drag king, because he's not a drag queen, drag king, I don't even know what this is, folks. I'm just being honest with you, and I'm not looking it up. I don't want to know what this is. I don't care what this is. I just don't. He describes himself as a very unique drag performer, very unique, because he has an exceptional skill where he performs as a cis male performing drag as a male. I don't know what that is. At one point, I knew what a cis male was. I think that's, is that me? I shouldn't even say. I don't know. He's a cis male performing drag as a male. Well, I don't know how that's the case. He's a gay man. I don't know what any of this is. So is this like a double negative? Remember in English, the teacher would say, well, a double negative is a positive. I should have written an example down, and I'll botch it if I try to do a double negative right now. But you know what a double negative is, right? So if you're a cis male performing drag as a male, is that a woman? He's a man. I mean, this stuff is hysterical. I'm serious. I'm done even pretending like it's not funny. Because it's hysterical. It's sad. It's sick. It's sad. I don't know who spends the time trying to figure out what a special drag talent it is to be a cis male performing drag as a male. I don't know what that is. And I don't want to know. But the Kansas City Star, oh, ho, ho, they are all over it, baby. All over it. KKHI is brought to you by North Kansas City Dental, a very normal place to go. Okay? The people that work there are normal. They're the majority. You're going to like them a lot. It's a great place to go to the dentist. You can make your appointment online at nkcdental.com or call Dr. Bill Bush's office at 816-471-2911. They do all the regular dental care. Implants, cosmetic, crowns, veneers, TMJ if you have pain, teeth whitening, you can get jewels put in your teeth, man. He does it all right there. He's an award-winning dentist. He's a team dentist of the Chiefs. 816-471-2911, nkcdental.com. RobertsRobinson.com, home of the lifetime warranty. You don't get that everywhere else. It's included with every new vehicle at Roberts Robinson in Excelsior Springs. That's every Chevrolet, every Buick, every GMC. Lifetime warranty. You don't even have to ask for it. It's just a deal. They also have low interest back right now on Buick SUVs, GMC Sierra, and Chevy Silverado. All 2.9 or less. Some of those are 0.9% financing. You're going to get a great deal, a great interest rate if you want it, and a lifetime warranty at RobertsRobinson.com. If you don't see the car you want, they'll find it for you or have it built for you. It's so easy. Call my buddy Tim at Roberts Robinson, 816-826-1563. Say, Tim, Kevin said call you. Here's what I'm looking for. I want a low rate. I want a great deal. Let's do it. And he'll get it done for you at RobertsRobinson.com. And my friend Daniel over at Earth Effects Outdoor, I got an email yesterday from a guy who said, what's the name of your list again? I'm looking for somebody to put in a sprinkler system. And I said, well, okay, it's the KK list. The KK list has all the advertisers, all the sponsors in one place. And I put it there as a resource for you. So, because so many of you really want to support the sponsors, and I cannot thank you enough for that. Really appreciate that. They're all in one place, thekklist.com. That's where you'll find if you're looking for a sprinkler system or anything to do with landscaping at your home or your office, Earth Effects Outdoor. Daniel's been in business over 25 years. He's a tremendous Christian conservative. He's just a good man with a good company. And the people that he sends to your property work for you are solid. They are just good folks. I cannot stress this enough. At a time where you're just not sure what's going to happen, pretty sure what's going to happen with Earth Effects Outdoor. You're going to like them. They're good Christian conservatives. Earth Effects Outdoor is online at eeoutdoor.com or call 816-478-7700. They do outdoor kitchens, fire pits, hardscapes, lighting, berms, trees, ponds, water features, retaining walls, any landscaping need that you have, they got it for you, baby. eeoutdoor.com. Okay, on to the cocaine at the White House. I don't think this story's going away. It's just, it's too juicy. You know, we're seeing all kinds of things politically, and maybe the Dems are lining up to try to really ding Joe Biden at this point. That's possible. We're also seeing some wild stuff in polling on the Republican side. We see some polls that show Trump up by 50 points. We've seen Vivek Ramaswamy now move into double digits in some points, getting closer to DeSantis in some polls. I read a story yesterday, the 19 most recent polls for Republicans, only one of them would qualify by the RNC toward a debate. The other polls, the polling, the numbers of people polled are so small that the samples are so small they don't even qualify. So I don't think we should put a whole lot into polling right now, but there is a new state poll in Wisconsin. Republicans only. Okay. And they asked, you know, who do you want to be president? And Trump wins the poll by 1 point. Then they ask, who will you vote for in the primary? Trump versus DeSantis, and DeSantis wins by double digits. That is people going, well, I want Trump to be president, but I'm probably going to vote for DeSantis in the primary because I think he's got a better chance of beating Biden. This is the biggest thing Donald Trump's going to have to shake, is convincing people that he can beat Biden because he lost to Biden. So the cocaine story becomes a thing. And Hunter on the balcony the other night looking like he was snorting coke, all sweaty and acting goofy and all this stuff. And they find a bag of coke in the White House and they immediately lie about everything, about where it was. We went over this yesterday. You know the drill. They lied about everything and they just continue lying because the first thing they say is, well, this is too difficult for us. We'll never find out who it belonged to. And I'm like, wait, what? You've swabbed everybody that works at the White House for COVID. Every single one of them, you've got their DNA. Everybody, every DNA of everybody that works in the White House, you've got it. You've also likely got their fingerprints. Because in order to get clearance or a code to work there, they probably do electronic fingerprints. Like, you're not going to find the person. Oh, it's complicated. The cameras, this was in a storage area. And I'm like, no. Not complicated. Not complicated at all. Get the baggie, run the test, tell us who it is. If you have video of that person, we want to identify them. They need to be fired, prosecuted, and jailed. Period. This is 99% chance this is a big liberal Democrat that left him there, whether it was Hunter or a staffer or whatever. We need to know. Termination and jail time. Period. The American people deserve better. Okay, this is in all likelihood not an elected official. I doubt it was Kamala's blow. Okay, that's a different thing with her. It probably wasn't Hunter's, to be honest, but it could have been a buddy of his. It could have been a tourist. It could have been an outsider. Those things can be complicated if it's not, but I still feel like it's likely a staffer. I think the risk of trying to get through security with cocaine for a tourist is an insane risk to take. I'd have no expectation that Biden's going to be convicted of anything, just like I didn't have any expectation Hillary would or Bill Clinton or Obama or Trump or anybody. All right, that's different. This person needs to go to jail. If the J6ers are in jail, this person needs to be in jail. Possessing cocaine at the White House should be a real crime and punishable by law. So let's get that done. Let's use not just fingerprinting, but DNA testing. You've swabbed everybody that works there. Okay, from the guy that mops the floor in the White House kitchen to the president of the United States, you've swabbed everybody. Everybody in there has done a COVID test and been swabbed, and you have their DNA. Let's find out what's on that baggie. And that's why I don't think the story will go away. I think the White House now knows we got to blame somebody. This can't be us, and we've got to clear Hunter, for God's sake. And the only way to do that is to really catch the person. So initially their reaction was, oh, we'll never figure it out. You're like, what? You've got a baggie with fingerprints and DNA on it and you don't think you can figure out who it is? That's insane. These people are such frauds. I mean, in so many different ways. Bouncing back to sports, I like this story. The Big 12 preseason poll will be out next week, as Big 12 Media Days are a week before SEC Media Days. But the preseason All Big 12 team in football is out, and Jalen Daniels from the University of Kansas is the preseason Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. I get it. 66% completion last year, 18 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He did miss 4 games. He plays a dangerous position for a team that at times doesn't protect him all that well. All right, they're a good team. They're not a great team yet. But I get it. I understand where you'd say, okay, this guy's electric. He's got the talent, the whole deal. Immediately, and this is so good for football in our area, immediately there isn't a Kansas State fan in the world whose hair doesn't stand up on the back of their neck and go, wait a second. We have the returning Big 12 champion quarterback who's on many top 5 lists for Heisman. And if you Google Will Howard, you're going to see all kinds of stories about the NFL looking at him for the draft next year and all this other stuff. And K-State fans got to be going, well, wait a second. What do we have to do? Like there's, now understand this, this is a lot of writers and stuff, and there's some real bias. I think this is the writers' poll, right? There's always been real bias with the writers against Kansas State. This is twofold. One, they've thought, most of them around the Dallas area and Houston and places like that, have seen them as a little bit like Texas Tech, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, shouldn't be a factor, whatever. But then Kansas State has really won stuff, okay? Like they've won Big 12s. There's three Big 12 titles. They had a long run against the Texas Longhorns where they beat the snot out of them. They've beaten Oklahoma. They beat Oklahoma 35-7 or whatever it was in a championship game. I mean, they've done all kinds of things. K-State's got some scoreboard. And so there's a lot of bias, especially with the folks that are leaving for the SEC that, damn, we can't beat K-State. So there's a lot of that. I don't know what exactly this is. I'll take it at face value and say this is just Jalen Daniels is electric, and he's a bigger percentage of the Kansas offense than Will Howard. In fact, the poll goes on to say that five Texas players are on the Big 12 All-First team, and K-State and KU are second with four each. That's crazy, including the newcomer of the year, predicted to be at Kansas State, Trayshawn Ward, a running back, who is a transfer, I believe, but apparently quite a talented young guy, and they're looking at K-State going, well, Deuce Vaughn had a big year last year. Trayshawn Ward's the guy this year. There's a lot of balance there. They have a tremendous offensive line at K-State. There's a lot to like. Will Howard proved beyond any shadow of a doubt last year that he's a really good football player, and it was the biggest one-year improvement you've ever seen because he won the Big 12. I'm sorry. Will Howard has won the Big 12. That's a thing. That matters. But those are out. I think this is the hardest poll ever to try to decide these things. And the thing Jalen Daniels has working against him are two things. One is there's four new teams that we don't really know what's going to happen in this league this year. This is going to be crazy with these four new teams because it's just going to change things. We'll see. Most of them are predicted toward the back half of the Big 12, but we'll see. You come in new, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know the tendencies of the team, the personnel, the coaching, all those things. But this is the crazy one. This one courtesy of my buddy Todd Lebo over at Sports Radio 810. Last 19 years, the preseason offensive player of the year has actually won it one time. And that was Baker Mayfield. One time. So that doesn't bode well for Jalen Daniels' history against him on that, but a well-deserved and nice early nod for Jalen Daniels at KU. It's going to be a fun football season. I can't wait. Man, you might want a new TV for football season. If that's the case, B-Stock is the only place to go. Typically, their prices are about 30% less than Best Buy or Nebraska Furniture Mart. Right now, they have a Samsung QLED 70-inch. QLED is a brighter TV. This is a great football television. It's a 70. For $599, they can deliver it in the area. If not, they may charge you like $40 or something to deliver it. Okay? It's $350 cheaper than Best Buy at just $599. That's an incredible price. Bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Don't forget their red tag deal of the week every week is at the KK List. TheKKList.com has a red tag deal of the week. Last week it was an Apple Watch. It's a new product every week. It is typically not a television. It's usually a computer or a watch or something cool like that, a laptop. They got a tablet. They got really cool stuff. It's the red tag deal every single week at TheKKList.com from Bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Window World is online at WindowsKansasCity.com. You'd like to put in a bid, they're giving away a whole house renovation with windows, siding, doors, the whole thing. It's be great for a rental property or maybe the house you live in. Or maybe you would like to, maybe you're wanting to flip a house. This is all for charity, Action for Autism. The bid is up right now at windowskansascity.com. Go check it out if you'd like to bid. It's a $40,000 value. The current bid is $20,000. That's a hell of a deal. If you can get that for the house you're trying to flip or the work you're trying to do, Window World takes care of all of it, and they take care of all the warranties and install. WindowsKansasCity.com. It's just the best window company anywhere. J.D. Power & Associates loves the customer satisfaction. Numero uno. Lifetime warranties, official windows of the Chiefs. Online, WindowsKansasCity.com. And the new car image is online at thenewcarimage.com. 816-499-1470. Brad has decided he's going to stick with what he started. He was going to do the first five customers who book a full interior cleaning, that he was going to do the ceramic coating for them. Now he's just going to do it all through July. Anybody that wants to do this, you want to get the full interior detail. If you book the full interior detail, you get the ceramic coating application absolutely free. Depending on the size of your vehicle, that's a $300 to $500 service absolutely free. Boom. Now, this has to be done either in their garage in Belton, or maybe they can work in your garage. They can't do the ceramic coating out in the sun and out in the weather. It has to be done indoors. For more information, log on to thenewcarimage.com or just call my buddy Brad. Nobody's a bigger freak about your car looking great than Brad. 816-499-1470. That's 816-499-1470. They also work with companies. If you've got a fleet, if you've got a company with like 10, you know, Silverado trucks out there driving around, your employees don't take care of those trucks. You know they don't. You want them to keep them clean and looking nice, and they won't do it. They'll schedule your business on a service where they can do one or two a month. So every 6 or 8 months, you get your truck back in there, and they look great for your company. And it also encourages and teaches your employees to keep them clean. Keep them cleaner when you clean them up. 816-499-1470. They will come to you anywhere from Belton to Lawrence. Okay, the ratings are in on The Match. The Match was Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce playing golf against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and nobody watched. I mean, nobody watched. The ratings were down 50% from last year. There are two problems here. There were only 782,000 people watched. The Match began in 2020 when Peyton Manning and Tom Brady paired up with Phil and Tiger, and it was pay-per-view, not even regular television, pay-per-view, and they got over 5 million. So here's the thing about golf. Golfers like to watch golfers. It's fun to watch a golfer play with Patrick Mahomes. It's not fun to watch Patrick Mahomes think he's a pro golfer. This was not Mahomes' best day. I said it. The ratings prove it. Look, Patrick Mahomes is a superstar and a wonderful dude, and I've got nothing bad to say other than this was just jumping the shark. It was an overreach. It was a problem by TNT. It was a problem with Patrick Mahomes. You don't ask the best quarterback in football to basically be the only guy talking during a three-hour broadcast of a golf match where he's playing. That's not that interesting to most people. It's not. It isn't. It's interesting to people in Kansas City or Chiefs fans, but it wasn't very interesting to Golden State fans. They weren't watching. They know Steph Curry's boring. They know Klay Thompson's no good. This was a disaster. All right? It needs pro golfers is what it needs. It needs a pro golfer. Go sign a deal with LIV right now if you're TNT. Go get the LIV Tour on your network and start featuring their golfers in these celebrity matches, and people will watch. Look at the golfers to pick from. Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, Cam Smith, great golfers, all kinds of great golfers on that tour. Patrick Reed, oh my God, I'd listen to that guy chirp all day. Pair him up with a celebrity or a football star or somebody like that and have two or three of these every summer. People would watch. They're great because you can do them on like a Tuesday, you know, when nothing else is on. It will work. They've got the wrong formula. This was the wrong formula. So you can't blame it all on Mahomes, but my God, he was annoying. It was, I said I couldn't play golf with him. I had a hard time watching him play golf, and I love the Chiefs and Mahomes and Kelce, so I couldn't take my eye off it because I wanted to watch their game, but I didn't really care about the other guys, and I got kind of annoyed by the broadcast. It was a very difficult thing. It was just a disaster. Ratings down 50% from last year. Only 782,000 watched. In 2020, over 5 million watched the Match. The Royals have reached a new high, a new low. I don't know which. Ryan LaFever, as you know, is a friend of mine. Rex Hudler do the broadcasts. The Babylon Bee has chimed in on the Royals announcers. It's like the Babylon Bee, if you don't know what it is, it's a parody site. It's all comedy, but it's all rooted in truth. It mostly makes fun of Democrats, but it will make fun of anyone. It's all from a conservative standpoint, and it is funny. They ran a story on Wednesday about Royals Royals broadcasters try to get more viewers by talking about things other than the game. And it went on to say that something about a red-tailed hawk, and Rex Hudler was very excited that he was going to be able to put new mulch around his bushes, and it was all made up. They weren't really talking about these things. But if you watch a Royals game right now, and not many people are, if you watch one, they do talk about a lot. They talk about baseball. They do talk a lot about other things because they have to. Royals got swept again, this time at Minnesota. They're no good. But the Royals announcers now subject to a parody at the Babylon Bee. You can see that at BabylonBee.com if you'd like to read it. I think that's a fun site. I think those are interesting dudes and a fun site, and we're sort of fans of what the Babylon Bee does. All right, this one I would have loved to put up a little farther in the podcast because personally for me this is fun. It may not be as interesting to you. This came from a listener, Brian, who emails me a lot about Mayor Quentin Lucas. And this is the 3rd of July. And Pete Mundo puts a tweet out. It says, Mahomes-Coors Light, check, like yes, and Kelsey Bud Light, and like thumbs down. And then it has to do with the Kansas City Star promoting a story on Twitter. It says, Chiefs tight end is featured in a new spot for Bud Light. So Mundo responded with Mahomes, Coors Light, thumbs up, Kelsey, or check mark, Bud Light, bad. Mayor Quentin Lucas replies to this. Mayor Quentin Lucas on the 3rd of July replies to this. He's not happy with Pete Mundo at KCMO. Mayor Q replies, don't pull a Keatsman, Pete. I need to get Mayor Q on. I would treat him with great respect. I don't think he knows how much I respect his awesomeness as a politician. We just disagree on everything. I respect his awesome abilities to do what it is he's been doing. He goes on to say, keep the Kelsey name out of your culture war chatter. Don't pull a Keatsman, Pete. That's fantastic. Now, I'm blocked, so I never saw this. Mayor Q's blocked me. I can't see him. I can't see anybody that retweets anything by him. I'm completely shut out by Mayor Q, completely and totally. So I would simply ask the question. I'm no expert on Twitter, but I'd ask this question. I'm going to use a word I've never used here, okay? So if you got kids listening, pause, take a deep breath. I'm asking a question, and I don't mean to offend anyone, and I'm not going for shock here. Aren't you kind of a pussy if you're on Twitter bashing a guy that you've blocked that can't see anything you're doing? Isn't that really the way you describe that? Aren't you just a little thin-skinned? Aren't you not who you're supposed to be? I got a lot of respect for a lot of things about Mayor Q. This ain't one of them. You can't completely shut somebody out, block them out, and they can't see what you're doing or anything like that, and then you can comment on them. That's ridiculous. I haven't blocked him. They see everything I tweet about him. I think it's disingenuous, and I think this is so liberal in nature. You don't have the same rights as I have, and I'll do whatever I want. Isn't that really the bottom line there? Okay, I'm going to use another word. Maybe that's the wrong word. Maybe that's the wrong word. And if that's the wrong word, I apologize for that. Would one person that does this, would you call that, would you say maybe they're a chicken shit? I'm just asking the question because I don't really know what to say of him or what this is. This is so petty and you know, he's younger than I am. So maybe it's generational. Maybe this is the game you play on social media. No, man, the way I was taught, if you say something about somebody in the media, you better be able to look them in the eye and shake their hands. If you're at a charity event and you're on the dais with them, and I've made some cracks about Carl Peterson and then appeared with him or about whomever, you better be able to shake their hands and look them in the eye and own up to what you're saying. I've owned up to everything I've said. I'll own up to this. But I'll still shake the man's hand and treat him with respect if he wants to come on the podcast. But I think this is total chicken spit. That's it. I probably shouldn't use the language, whatever, but that's just, ugh. It's funny, but my God, it's gutless. That's maybe the word I'm looking for, is it's just flat out gutless. Love this story. This was sent to me by a listener as well. You guys are awesome. Some of the things you send me. A celebrity chef who banned vegans from his restaurant this week says business has never been better. British celebrity chef John Mountain made headlines on Monday when he announced he was banning vegan diners from Fry, his restaurant in Perth, Australia, for, quote, mental health reasons, unquote. Now, what's unclear to me here is if he thinks the vegans have mental health issues or if he's banning them from his restaurant for his own mental health reasons. John Mountain told Perth Now that the ban stemmed from a negative Facebook review left by a vegan customer, which spurred other people to leave one-star reviews on his restaurant's page. We started getting all these negative reviews without any actual comment, which really hurt the business, he said. News of Mountain's vegan ban spread quickly, and the chef says it worked out ridiculously well. I have 35 booked for dinner tonight, he says. I guarantee you, all right, again, we got a language alert here. This is a quote from someone else. It's not me. I guarantee you 99% of chefs across the world fucking hate vegans, he told the project. You can never please them. We've always hated vegans. All the chefs have. Sadly for the vegans, he went on to say, this has been the best marketing thing that's ever happened to me. Thank you so much. I love the vegans now. I can go buy a new farm and look after my animals beautifully. He only had one vegan dish on the menu, and it was $32. And so the person was complaining about that, that if you're going to be a real chef, you better have more than one vegan dish. And he's just like, get banned. You people are crazy. I just love that story. Thank you so much for sharing that. I apologize for language today. I do. I apologize for language. Amini's Galleria at 105th and Metcalf would love to set you up this fall with some great entertainment options for football season in your man cave or wherever you watch football. Whether it's new game console, a pool table, shuffleboard, ping pong, or you're looking for bar stools, or right now, patio furniture. They've got it all at Amini's. Running through this weekend, they have their Independence Sale continuing through July 9th, up to 70% off. See store for details. Amini's.com is the website. 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. They're also in St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. Advantage Termite and Pest Control are online at AdvantageTPC.com, the only pest control company you will ever need. We've been with them for over 20 years. Whether you got spiders, crickets, stink bugs, mice, or any kind of little critter this summer, they'll take care of all of it. They even get the big critters out of your attic, or if you got something creepy crawling around in your backyard that's a little bigger than you want to handle, they'll do it for you. Call 913-768-8989. The best way to have no pests at your house is to sign up for the annual service. And I would strongly encourage you to switch from the company that you have now if you don't know them very well. If you know them and love them, I'm not the guy to tell you to go switch, right? But if you don't really know them and they've just, some big corporation's been coming and doing it, and it's a different person every time, make the switch. I think you'll be really happy. This is a great conservative family-owned business, AdvantageTPC.com. Joslyn's Jewelry is at 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com, the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family. And of course, MyPillow, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Please use the promo code KKHI if you're ever shopping there. You know all about their products. You know everything they do, and you know all about Mike Lindell. If you want to get something, they've got a $99 pillow sale right now that is four pillows for $99. They also have a massive sheet sale going on. MyPillow.com, you can reach them at 800-923-9034. That is the automatic KKHI phone number. Or use the promo code at checkout KKHI. There is no bigger discount, and it supports the podcast if you use the promo code. That's the only way we get any credit for it. MyPillow.com/KKHI is presenting to you the final final. Our final final today is from the world of golf. This is an 18-year-old named Aldrich Potgieter. Aldrich Potgieter is from South Africa. It said in the story that he was in the Masters. Maybe an international, I don't remember him being in the Masters, and that he made the cut at the U.S. Open. Right now, this week, he's trying to qualify for the John Deere Classic in Illinois because he doesn't have status on the PGA Tour. So they have what are called Monday morning qualifiers, where you go out and maybe five people will make it. The five low scores, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's only one. But there's a certain number of players that are not qualified to be in the field. Some people have withdrawn, and there's some slots available. So they have the Monday morning qualifier, Aldridge Pottgaiter is just 18 years old. And he gets to the 17th hole, and he hits a hole-in-one, which is an amazing feat and very happy for the 18-year-old. That's not the best part. 17th hole at the club they were playing at in Illinois is a 403-yard par 4, and he aced it. How rare is that? Well, only one time in the history of the PGA Tour in an actual event has a pro player made a hole-in-one on a par 4. It was Andrew McGee in 2001 at the Phoenix Open. So it's only happened once until now. This did not count as regular tournament play. This was just a qualifier. So that record still stands for Andrew McGee, who has that. But what an amazing feat. 403 yards, 17th hole ace. He finished with a 66, and I believe he was 5 under on the last 6 holes. Now, the ace on the par 4 is 3 under. But he was 5 under on the last 6 holes, and he missed making the actual tournament by one shot. Dude did a hole-in-one on a par 4 and didn't make the tournament field. Sorry for his bad luck on that one, but it sounds like that man from 18-year-old man from South Africa has quite a future in professional golf. Best of luck to him. Thanks, as always, for listening to KKHI. We're going to do another podcast later today, Between the Lines 2.0. We do every week with Danny Klingscale. We focused almost specifically on sports on that podcast, but we did a really fun podcast yesterday for the patrons. If you'd like to join as a patron, I'd love to have you. KKHasIssues.com is the way to do it. We do a newsletter every weekend. If you've been thinking about doing it, make it today. Let's do it today. Let's get you on board today. We'd love to have you on board. We're going to do 3 patron podcasts this week, even though it's a short week, and the patrons post. It's always different topics than we have on the regular podcast. There's more fun stuff there. And except for the part today where this got a little salty toward the end, sometimes it's a little more personal over there on the patron podcast. You may enjoy that as well. So just go to the website, kkhasissues.com, and click on Become a Patron and sign up. It's easy to do on a laptop or your desktop. You can do it on your phone. It's just easier to do it if you're on your computer. It takes less than 5 minutes. It's $5 a month. kkhasissues.com. We would love to have you as a patron. We have now topped 30,000 subscribers. Those are the free subscribers. We're over 30,000, and sometime within the next couple weeks, we're going to hit 4 million downloads. Thank you so, so much for supporting Kevin Keatsman as Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.